Finally, we'd like to ask Chairman of the Kansas Weed Commission, Mr. Jay Armstrong, to share your comments.
Thank you, Chad. Mr. Director, Mr. Lane, welcome back. This is the third time that I've had the privilege of doing this, and the first time was in 1992, which is my most memorable, because it was my father that held the position that I now hold. And at that time, I was chairman of what was then the Board of Agriculture, and we had our governor, who was the Secretary of Agriculture. We did this up in the legislative chambers, and then we did it about 4 years ago. And so it's always good to have you back. And I feel like we're old friends, and the time that we can spend together is something that's enjoyable for all of us. Since these goodwill missions have been going on, I had my competent staff do some figuring for me to maybe put it into a figure that's a little more at home for us. In those years, we have sold to Taiwan the equivalent of $24,371,640,000 loaves of bread. That goes a long ways for giving us this day our daily bread. And I think that that's something that we as who produce and those who consume can be very proud of. I also would be remiss if I didn't introduce in the crowd, I happen to be a director for the U.S. Wheat Associates. That's our national group that helps promote wheat trade across the nation in 16 different offices. Ron Wu, who is stationed in Taiwan. It's good to see you again, Ron. I'm glad you're here. You do us a great job. I always get asked after events like this, well, when you look at all the worldwide production of wheat, does it really make a difference? And the answer is a resounding yes. For you see, Taiwan is a sophisticated buyer that looks for high-quality wheat, and we grow that kind of wheat here in Kansas. And this agreement is a promise from a reliable customer that they are looking for that kind of wheat and not some of the more cheaper feed wheats that are grown in the world. And for that reason, it is very important to us. But I think more than just numbers, I think there's also more to it than that. It's that in the exchange of goods and services, the benefits that help raise the standards of living of two different peoples. To me, this group represents the best amongst friends. And I've always thought that no matter what disagreements that may arise between friends, that trade is the salve that will soothe those disagreements. Now more than ever before, I think trade is important to our state and to our country. And too many times I hear from our nation's capital those who will berate trade as losing jobs, when in fact, trade creates jobs. Economies are always in flux. The consumer is always changing his or her mind. And it is trade that will provide that kind of flux for those kinds of wants and desires at the lowest possible price. And sadly, I think that we're not doing the job that we should in educating our people about the value of trade. Now, in our country, we have a youth organization that helps prepare young people for food and agriculture. We call it FFA. Back when I was a student, we called it the Future Farmers of America, which I like to remind everybody, as I'm somewhat partial to that, but times change. One of the things that an FFA student learns that has to memorize is a creed. Now, our governor used to be a national officer for the FFA, and you're always supposed to remember who wrote that creed. This is a test. Well, I had to look. There was a day that would have been sacrilegious, but E.M. Tiffany. Yeah, it comes back to me. Yeah. But I had to look it up too, Governor. So anyway, each of the verses of that creed starts with the noun I, individual, and the verb believe, to rely and adhere to. I believe in the future of agriculture. The faith born not of words but of deeds. I think if E.M. Tiffany was alive today and if he saw the value that trade is in the globe, he might add another verse. And if he did, it might go something like this. I believe in the openness of trade, where nations, like individuals, can exchange the talents of their toils to the benefit of all. Where the innovative future of one can become the privilege of the whole, and for that exchange, it can add to the brotherhood of mankind. This agreement epitomizes that, I believe. And so I will close by saying what I said before when I did this. Come back. Come back often. Bring your checkbook. And we'll keep the grain wheat silos full.